Let's go to a story about water in Western Michigan now. Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality has approved a permit allowing Nestle to increase the amount of groundwater it pumps from the White Pine Springs well in Osceola County from 250 gallons to up to 400 gallons per minute. Now, this has been an ongoing fight between the Nestle Corporation and environmentalists in Michigan, amplified by the water crisis in Flint. And after a public comment period, only 75 of the nearly 81,000 comments were in favor of the permit that Nestle just got. Liz Kirkwood is executive director of Flow, that's For the Love of Water, a Great Lakes Water Law and Policy Center. Liz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's great to be back.
Well, Liz, it was just about a year ago that you and I first talked about Nestle's bid to pump groundwater from the White Pine Springs well. Now they've gotten a permit to increase the amount of water they're taking. What's gone on over the last year?
Well, last year, there was in April of 2017, the public hearing where an astounding 500 people showed up to submit their oral comments to the Department of Environmental Quality. And of the 300 people who spoke, there was an incredible outpouring of concern related to the fact that the DEQ was, on the one hand, ready to give away millions of gallons of water a year to be privatized and bottled by a multinational corporation like Nestle, and at the same time, fail to protect the people in Flint and Detroit. And since the public hearing last year, this has been the most significant permit application that Michigan has ever seen for a bottled water permit. And what has been really extraordinary is that this permit from Nestle has galvanized and united diverse communities across the state, from Flint to Detroit, across the rural communities in Michigan, and uniting folks under this banner to ensure that water is safeguarded by our state agencies as a human right, and moreover, to ensure that there's access to safe, clean, affordable drinking water.
Liz, Nestle says that since October 2015, they've donated about 190,000 bottles of clean drinking water to the citizens of Flint, Michigan, who suffered a water crisis there. Do those facts mitigate this situation across the state for you at all?
I don't think so. If Nestle spent time and spoke with residents in Flint and understood how incredibly difficult it is to take a bath with a case of bottled water, I think everybody at Nestle enjoys taking water straight from the tap, and the folks in Flint sure do too, but they can't trust it still.
So Liz, is this fight over in Osceola County? Is Nestle taking its 400 gallons per minute now and its profits with their permit, and that's it?
What this 400 gallons per minute conditional permit allows right now is unfettered, authorized use of 250 gallons per minute. Anything above and beyond 250 gallons per minute, which could also be questionable in terms of harm to the local ecology of the streams, has to undergo a monitoring plan. And what is unclear from the current permit is how the public will be involved in monitoring this new plan to demonstrate no harm from 250 gallons per minute to 400. One thing that's really critical to understand about this fight is that bottled water is 100% consumptive use. And what that means is that water is permanently taken out of this hydrologic cycle. So this water will never, ever return. And the cumulative impact of bottled water companies is tremendous. The amount of profit that they are gaining from a publicly owned resource is extraordinary. And it is really time for Michigan to think very carefully and thoughtfully about public policies that prioritize the stewardship and long-term protection of our groundwater resources.
Liz Kirkwood with the Great Lakes Water and Policy Center, Flow, For the Love of Water. Liz, good to speak with you again.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's great to be back.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.